Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Becky.
And Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
And Heather. Hello, Heather.
Hello.
And Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
It's a full house tonight.
It is a full house tonight. Everybody but Amanda. She must think she's too cool for us. Who knows? I think she actually had a family thing this evening.
I think they had family stuff going on.
I'm pretty sure she had a reason.
She had legit reasons.
She's here unless they have plans.
Right, right. How is everybody's week? It's literally like 80 degrees in Ohio. And I swear it's going to be like 43 by Tuesday or something.
Yeah, it's supposed to get cold again.
We're supposed to get like severe weather, apparently.
Lots of thunderstorms.
Days for us. So.
Yeah. You know, but it's okay that we bring up the weather because guess what we're talking about this whole episode?
It's
weather.
The episode nobody knew they needed.
It is the episode nobody knew they needed. But before we get into the nitty gritty of all of that, we are planning ahead on episodes and, for May, the Wednesday episodes, our theme is going to be baseball. So if you have a baseball title you would really like to see us talk about, review, whatever, throw it in Discord, send us an email, send us a DM on Instagram, and I hope to get those out later this week for the community vote, at least.
Yeah.
The other titles we'll pick, but at least a couple titles for the community vote. See, Lindsay, a whole month of baseball just for you.
I'm really excited. That's very exciting for me. Well, I actually went to see Banana Ball today.
Oh, did you? Oh,
did you?
It was so much fun.
It seems like fun.
It does. Loved every minute of it. It is very romance adjacent because for the last inning, they have one of the players climb up on the dugout, rip his shirt off, and like obviously they're ripped because they are professional athletes. And then he's like waving his shirt around with a last inning sign. It's so
that's fun.
There's like a whole inning. Like sometimes there's out bats where they do like a rip their shirt off before they go bat, and then they just run the bases like shirtless. One of the teams, the firefighters, their pants were so tight.
Was that delightful for you?
I really enjoyed this. I didn't really know much about it.
I enjoy a pair of
especially what it was, but I never like seen it. I never really watched it.
I think some of the cool stuff that's coming out of it is there's a pitcher for the Savannah Bananas that is a female. Mm-hmm. And then the clowns. So the clowns, when they were in the Negro League, they're the Indianapolis Clowns. They actually back in the 50s drafted a female pitcher. Mm-hmm. It was a woman of color, female pitcher. And now they have a female pitcher now on the new Indianapolis Clowns team, which I think is kind of
fun.
Outstanding.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think they have two women now, like in the two or three, like in the league as a whole for the banana, like the banana ball league, two or three now.
Yeah.
I did find
two romances that were banana ball theme inspired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's like
I loved it. Also, look up the firefighter's mascot. It is like a uncomfortably jacked beaver.
Oh yeah,
I feel like Helena Hunting needs like a stuffed animal of their logo.
So funny.
I don't know. You know that Katie? I think she's from like from Pennsylvania, and she does like reporting on sports or whatever, but like the sports stuff that we care about, you know.
Yeah.
And there's like this new baseball rule. I don't really, you know.
She's the one that went about the strike zone, and now how everybody is no longer, nobody's no longer 6 foot. They all got shorter.
It's so awesome.
Yeah. So the strike zone rule is also like kind of contentious in baseball because like the strike zone is three dimensional. So it's a cube. Mm-hmm. And what ABS is doing, like ABS is, I forget what it stands for, but it's basically like an automated system that calls balls and strikes. It's actually called automated balls and strikes. That's what this ABS stands for.
Because I think
she got there herself.
But it is one dimension, like
it's just a
one
square.
square right over one particular place on home plate. So like the interesting thing about it, like the way they've set it up is that like when you challenge, they use the ABS system to look at what the validity of the call. But the call like could actually be correct based on the rules of baseball because it is a cube, not a single pane.
Single pane.
When we were at the game last Saturday, they challenged. There was two play, like a play was challenged, and one of the
calls,
call like the pitches was challenged.
Okay, well, we have to save this for when we do baseball, and maybe we'll do a Sunday baseball episode. But we got to save this.
Can I just say I was really disappointed in the Pirates today because they were ahead by two and then they lost.
You should be disappointed in the Pirates. They are failing you and all of their fans.
I mean, they always do,
they're
but like
barely trying.
They're trying somewhat though, which is not, we don't always have that. But
so
can
apparently,
I say our new manager is very pretty.
So apparently if we're not talking about
that's,
weather,
I mean,
we're like on to baseball.
I'm sorry.
You know how it goes with me. I'm sorry. And
I
then,
know, but I just wanted
and
to
back
give this
to the weather.
I just
also,
wanted to give a
I just
shout
have
out.
So much exciting baseball stuff going on.
Well, let's wait till May. We'll
okay.
talk all about it in May.
Yeah, we'll talk
about
all about
baseball.
It in May.
Okay, on today's episode, we're talking about romance featuring weather or characters in weather-related fields. And I have to tell you, friends, this was friggin' hard.
Well, yeah. I didn't notice the weather-related feels portion of the doc Never. Because, you know, when I looked at it, like, right before we got on here.
It's right at the top.
I did not look at it.
Although
this can
I
be
was
anything
confused.
From...
You know when I looked at it? When we were talking before we started tonight. That is the
I
first time I looked at it.
I was a good student and looked at it when you sent it.
It's
one,
right at
so.
The fucking top.
But you have to click on it and
it
look at
hard.
It.
Right there. Okay.
So, I don't look at the docs before we start the
so
episode.
This
Have
could
we
be.
Not
I
this?
Glanced at the notes to make sure that I was handling this episode appropriately.
I read them, Becky.
Thank
I
you.
I feel
like
I'm liking Jenny's lighting tonight. Just that's
okay,
like a whole
is
other
that
thing.
It looks
new
like
wall
the God Father.
Wall?
Like
no, it's the same.
Doesn't she look slightly
just
menacing? Like
it's something about the lighting tonight. I'm just really enjoying it.
Are you like, who's the bad guy in Austin Powers? Dr. Evil?
Dr. Evil?
Are you going to do something for
yeah.
$1 million?
I mean, I'd probably do it for less than that.
I mean, really, I just need $40,000. It's really not a lot of money. So if somebody could just give me $35,000 to $40,000, it would be great.
That would be,
I mean,
I'd be set.
My kids were singing, do you want to build a meth lab?
I mean,
and
relatable.
Then I had to explain
there's
why,
a lot of chemistry well, that goes
yeah,
into that
why Walter yeah. White needed a meth lab.
I you know I contemplate every once in a while, I wonder if I could sell my underwear on the internet. I mean
uh-huh.
people yeah. buy used socks and stuff too.
For your bath
there was
water.
A market
yeah.
for positive COVID tests during COVID, and I was just looking to see if you could sell that on eBay. And there is a market for it, but I also discovered there's a market for positive pregnancy tests. And I was like, that is a dark place. The internet went
yeah.
real fast. Yes. Yeah.
That
I saw your Facebook.
Like,
and
that
is the
that
face
is what
I made when I learned this.
That's what you thought? The internet has a dark place because people might use pregnancy tests? Like
no,
you didn't think
I
that
was
going
just
into
looking
it?
To see if I could make my money back on the COVID test. And then I was like, this is really, like, no. I didn't expect it to go that dark that quick. I mean.
Okay. So back
course,
to the weather.
You're on the internet, Lynn. What do you expect?
So this can be meteorologists, storm chasers, climate scientists, TV weather anchors, hurricane experts, or romance where the weather itself shapes the story. So we're talking like snowed in and cabins to tornadoes to rainy day. You know, like Bridgerton, the book two, the thunderstorm plays a really key part in that book. They fucked it up on the TV show.
They fucked up the whole TV show.
Yeah,
so,
just,
like,
we just, this episode is full of tangents. When it is basically
like
an episode,
day,
the squirrel brain
the
is the squirrel
More
brain is
record,
strong tonight.
I didn't hate the Bridgerton. I feel like it was clear that they were like
inspired by
her days. Well, yeah.
But you know, have you read the series, Heather?
No, it takes 25 words to say one word. I can't.
But see, that's the thing. Like, if you read it, you have it's a totally different.
It takes
like,
25
it's a different kind of
words
rage.
To say one word. Did you just explain our podcast in like?
You know what I
Maybe
mean?
Maybe that
it's
should
like
be our
so
new shirt.
Many, so much words. I'm like, God, we could be more concise.
Come for the episode. Stay for the chaos.
Stay for the chaos. Okay, so one of the things I think with weather that we get with it, just ultimately, it creates forced proximity, right? Like you get that forced proximity. And, you know, a lot of times some of these weathers are kind of life and death a little bit, depending on what the situation is. And, you know, so that creates a situation where immediately we're all okay with, you know, how quickly they bond or how things come together because of that forced proximity piece. I also think you don't realize it, but weather creates an instant mood.
It also adds instant stakes a lot of the times.
You know, think about it. Like if I say, oh, I really want like a cozy by the fire kind of romance, you automatically are going to start naming off ones that are kind of snowed in or blizzards or in the mountains, right? Sure. That's not what you would recommend.
I have like no snowed in because I figured you guys had that covered.
Actually,
no,
all of our
in,
lists
but when
are
I
really
think
thin.
Cozy by the fire. I think like mac and cheese read. I don't think like a snowed in or
you don't
a
think like a snowed in
thing.
Weather. Okay.
No, something easy.
Okay. You know, it's interesting in movies, a lot of time rain is used as a way to like mark that dark moment or the moment of like change, kind of that third act breakup, the height of action. And then, you know, when everything is all said and done and lovely, you get the sun comes out. So that can even happen in romances too, you know, where the weather is used as a pivotal point that then, you know, is the reason they have the big talk or the heart to heart or whatever. Jen Ellen, you are not wrong because, okay, I'm not a weather person. I am not a Midwestern dad that stands out on the deck and watches the clouds.
You're married to one of those though.
I am. And one of the Aussies was one of those. Like, I don't know. I am not obsessed with weather. Like say Jenny is.
Yeah. I was like, you can call me out. It's fine. I have like five weather
She's
apps and I
it.
Definitely like.
Oh, we get the updates constantly in the group chat. Mm-hmm. Like Jenny's like, have you guys been watching the weather? Like,
it let just me have a severe weather like program at the library.
Okay, Jenny, you're like single-handedly responsible for me learning just how horrifying the volume of tornadoes that come to Ohio is, mm-hmm. and also single-handedly responsible for ensuring I never move there. Like,
also fair.
I'm just not a weather person. Like, I look outside. Oh, it is. I don't very often check the weather. I will ask Michael, like, what's the weather this week? Just so we have something to talk about. But in essence, I don't care because I rarely leave my house these days. So,
I mean, we talk about the weather almost every day, but it's more like the kids, like, what is the weather going to be when they get on the bus versus when they get off the bus and how they should dress for the day? Because,
yeah, like, do we have to walk? Like,
because oftentimes it's like 40 degrees in the morning, but 72 when they get off the bus. So it's like multi-seasonal day every day right now.
Well, and right now is the worst because this morning it was like 52 degrees when we went to Aldi.
Yeah,
I had a sweatshirt on. By the time we hit the middle of Aldi, I'm like ready to strip all my clothes off and dive into the refrigerators because I'm sweating so bad.
Like, my heater kicked on last night, but then like we opened windows this afternoon.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Oh, we don't open windows here. It was chilly. Like this week, people were still wearing winter coats, and today it was 80 here. And so Justin was out doing whatever he does in the garage. I don't know. And he's like, hey, So the garage floor is like slippery because it's like the hot and the cold. And he's like,
Oh.
just don't go out there. We don't need you to biff it again.
Oh, yeah,
That
seriously.
was so sweet of him.
That was very nice of him.
Okay, so Jenny, let's just start with weather-related books. Do you have a favorite weather-related romance?
Okay, so my favorite are probably like Jay Bensington's. She only wrote two of because it was like a boy band, but like the wind and ripple effect.
And like the wind is a
So
fire, right?
yeah,
Wildfire.
it's a yeah, like a forest
Celia, I
fire.
told you there was one about a
You
wildfire.
did, but well, and then there was like two other ones that like I can think of like how the like how they work out, but I cannot think of the books. And I'm sorry, Jenny. I didn't mean to
Oh no,
disrupt
that's
you.
fine. But yeah, it's a wildfire and like because he's like in a type of like a Airbnb and then has no he didn't read the binder. And he's SOL and like she's like driving along the way and so they get kind of like stuck together. And then we read Ripple Effect for a book club a while ago. And I wouldn't tell Becky anything about it because I didn't want to ruin it.
That book like emotionally destroys you. I don't think I'm still okay after reading that book. It was really, really good, but it was
Well, and that,
really,
like,
really traumatizing.
yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, it trauma bonds the couple, right? So
The
you've
trauma
lived
bonds the
through.
reader too. You know, the
Yes.
other wildfire one I was thinking about is Forest for the Trees by Kilby
Oh,
Blades.
yes, that
Yeah.
one's a good one.
That one that takes place in the national park. I think Lindsay and I, we read that one for a quick shot, I think.
Yeah, I really liked that one. We read it a long time ago, but yeah,
It was like
I
right when it came out.
it was.
actually had like a caveat note on my notes about wildfire romances. So like technically any romance with show jumpers, hot shots, whatever, those feature what's called like fire weather, and like that features two different things, like either the weather that creates fires or when wildfires are big enough, they create their own weather. Which is really intense and crazy. There's all sorts of crazy phenomenon with a wildfire.
Has anybody read those hotshot romances by Paisley Hope, Sloane St. James?
Yes.
I
One
didn't.
of yep. One of them is on my list for a snowed in. Like he is a firefighter, but they get like in the first one, fight by Sloane St. James, which is the only one I actually recommend from the series. Like it's not terrible, but like that's the only one that's like a strong book all the
I would
way
agree.
through. But yeah, that one they get caught in a fire tower in a blizzard doing some really dumb stuff when you're hiking.
Okay. There seems to be a theme there, dumb
Ella
stuff.
Frank is coming out with a series. It was supposed to release in May, but she pushed it back. So it's like Smoke Jumpers. It's Cedar Ridge. I really like her, so I'm really excited for that.
I love a smoke jumper firefighter kind of romance. I find it fascinating. Leah, you read those Rebecca Yarros ones, but the women, it didn't really shape the story though, right?
No, like, so there's like two or three novellas and then one book, which I think she had plans to write more in the series, but she hasn't. I'm hoping she goes back to it eventually because I really would like the brothers book. Rebecca, if you're listening, I really need the brothers book in that series.
Yeah, because she's got nothing going
No, she's not busy at all.
on.
That lady overcommitted. But anyway, so though like they are hot shots and the firefighting and like the fires aren't like directly related to the story, but that like it is their career and things like that. So it does like make impact and like how like dangerous that kind of job is and things like that and how it affects like the people around them. But the fires themselves, I mean, it does correlate, but it doesn't at the same time. But they are very good books because they're Rebecca Yarros contemporary and she, mean, you're dumb if you're not reading them.
Okay, Lindsay and Jenny, what else is on your list?
For fires?
It doesn't matter for weather period because the other three of us, our lists are thin.
I found some, but
Oh, you
I want
did.
them to live.
Go, Heather.
Yummy! I do have a lot of snowed in ones, but my first one I'm going to come in with is Grim and Bear It by Juliet Cross. Clara controls the weather with her feelings.
It's true, she does. That's a really good one.
Oh, that is a good
Yeah.
one.
She feels things and then the weather changes locally, of course, not for everyone everywhere. That would be insane.
Right, because
That
the rest of
would be
it's is
insane.
sane.
Like in her neighborhood area of sorts,
Yeah, that is
city.
a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's yeah. I was like the Encanto,
Okay. What else do you guys got?
yeah.
Jenny, what else do you got?
I feel like Whirlwind is like one that we've all read, right? By
Yeah.
Kayla,
P
by
Kayla Gross.
Gross.
Kayla
Kayla
Gross, yeah.
Gross. Like they're storm chasers and they like do it in a ditch with this tornado coming down. Like I've been in a torn, like I wouldn't be doing it in a ditch, that's all I'm saying.
It's dirty.
Well,
Well,
that
and I
too,
will tell
but
you, I did get an early advance copy of the Chelsea Curto's In Stormy Weather. And it is a meteorologist heroine and a rival TV weatherman during hurricane season. Basically, it was very good. I have not read Chelsea before. I know she writes a lot of hockey and people just love her. But I read this one. It was very, very good. It was very good. They had great back and forth, great banter. If you haven't read her, but you don't really want to, you don't care about hockey, wait for this to come out. It comes out this summer. You know, it kind of is that blend of workplace romance, but also,
But it's like work, it's aren't they like rivals?
yes. Who's the guy that show if he shows up in his blue jacket during
Jim
Hurricane
Cantore.
Tory? Yeah, kind of. He has a little bit of Jim Cantore kind of
That's
vibes.
what I was gonna ask. Like, are they trying to see who's the first, like holding on to the
Yes.
lamppost? Like, yeah.
Post
Yeah.
guy. Two things. One, it comes out on my birthday, so it comes out July 14th. And two, she was here for that sports convention, and she had the longest line,
Yeah.
and so she's there. Like,
Everyone says
people
she's like
love
one
her.
of the nicest people. She
A
actually still has
thousand
a day
percent.
job as a flight attendant for a large airline, and she's has zero plans to quit that. While she can, because she can write while she does that, and everyone, I mean, honestly, I see her come up on Threads quite often, and she's always cheering people on, always
Yeah,
offering to
she's a
help.
big like author, like
Yeah.
well, the
proponent
reason
and
her line was
cheerleader.
so long was because she was just chit chat. Like she just wanted to shoot
She's
the
very
breeze with
chatty.
everyone, you know what I mean? And like the volunteers are like, so Chelsea. It was great. She was very sweet. And yeah, so.
That's what I have heard. Okay, what else do we got here weather-wise, my
Okay, it's
friends?
not a book, but if you aren't watching DTF St. Louis, it's a couple of things. One, it's Jason Bateman. Hello. And he's a weatherman. So, I mean, it doesn't, and it kind of matters in the storyline because like his like best friend is an ASL interpreter. And so it's not a book, I know, but
It's
it
okay.
is a good show.
Leah, just so you know, the chat is asking if you can have Chelsea for an interview.
I will reach out this week.
So, the finale for DTS St. Louis is tonight.
I'm two episodes behind Jen Allen. I know. I gotta watch it. I have to
Okay.
watch it with my husband, though. I
Yep.
mean that in a nice way, not like poof, but
Like, damn it,
right.
Justin.
No,
We've
knowing
been
you're
bit.
together with the husband means that you're not able to control the pace independently, and that is
No,
not
he's
something
waiting for
I
me.
always
We
love.
just,
Yeah, that's
when you
how it
live in
usually is here.
Minnesota, you have to like live by the weather, right? Like, so when Becky says I don't check the weather, like I only do my meal planning around the weather because like, can we grill? Is it going to be windy?
You don't
I
grill in
must
the
not be warm enough.
snow? I mean, because I've
We
made
do.
Mike go out
We
in the
do.
weather.
It
Is
matters
that a
about
rips out of your earbuds?
shit. It matters about the wind, apparently, and the
Mean, the
wind
wind blowing
makes
makes
a
a
difference.
can make it
Yeah, that
co
can
cool and
blows
it
up
doesn't
a
heat it up. Yeah.
yeah.
That's fair. Jenny, do you have another weather-related romance?
So this is the one I like looked at all 52 pages of my Goodreads and then still had to go back because I was like, I know I read this book, but I do not remember what it's called. But it's Delayed by Nathan Kingsley, which apparently he only wrote three books and then fell off the face of the planet. But the guy's delayed at the airport and then like they have to go to a hotel because of a hurricane. And I really liked it because like they were very helpful to the other people that were stranded at the hotel. So you saw like that community building aspect of natural disaster.
Hurricanes. I have read Stranded with a Billionaire by Jessica Clare. That was one I read years ago. It's really good. They're on vacation. They are not together on vacation, but they get stuck at the hotel in the middle of the hurricane.
That was one of the ones Jen Ellen put in the Discord chat.
Yeah, I've read that one. I like Jessica Clare. That Billionaire Boys Club series that she wrote is really good. It's got some drama. There's some toxic players in it. One of the later books is definitely one of those where she makes you like forgive an antagonist. One of the assholes like later down the line. And then It's Always Been You by Quinn East. Mm-hmm. There is a hurricane nor'easter that rolls in that book. So, yeah. And just, you know, I had to edit that book for Bookcase Media and I had to do research on hurricanes. And
I made her change the whole time of the year, so it's okay.
Yeah, I was like, why? How often does this happen? Is this a thing?
Not very.
Because you never hear about hurricanes in Maine. I don't know.
I proofed it, and by the time I got it, I hoped it was all right.
We did the heavy lifting on that one.
I definitely like cited sources to her, so I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Fine. Erin Nicholas has a three book series. It's her Taking Chances series that's all like about tornadoes. Like they actually like do tornado chasing in the book. It's a really good series. Book one is a kind of a second chance. Book two's enemies to lovers, and I think book three is friends to lovers. I'm not sure like the order of them, but like it's all like there's forks proximity in all of them, but it's a really good series. It's one of her older ones.
It's back to hurricanes. My queen of category, Brenda Jackson. She has Stranded with the Tempting Stranger. And what?
I said that is such a pun. Like the category.
It's such a category. Yeah. Like
the category queen.
The tension lawyer undercover on a Bahama island. Strong heroine. Anyway.
I mean, it's Brenda Jackson. You know it's going to be good.
It's Brenda Jackson. It's always good. She has another one where they're in a tornado, and that's called Temperatures Rising. So
Marie Force, somebody in the chat said Marie Force has Hurricane After Dark. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. I actually just looked up like Marie Force. Like that's so interesting that came out.
Yeah, that Gansett series, it's long. It's like you have to start at book one because everything's kind of intertwined as the book goes on. But there it's like
that's like 47 like, books long.
Is it that long now? I don't even remember.
Crazy.
It's a lot, but
it's like 27, I think. I don't think it's that long. Yet, but she's still writing in it. But that's the thing. She's still writing in that like that series too. But yeah, that one, it's a tornado or a hurricane that comes through and it affects the whole island. But then people get engaged and babies are like happening. And I mean, it's a good series, but you have to be invested.
28 books.
Lindsay, do you have another weather related book for us?
So many. I have. I actually didn't add all the ones I could have on this list. I have Uprooted by Andrea Weissman. I read this book earlier this year. It's not like crazy steamy, but it was pretty good. It's the characters are tree planters in the British Columbia wilderness. They're basically camping out for the duration of the summer, and like weather is basically a constant. They're out there like planting trees in the rain, and at one point I think they're not like stranded at any point, but like at one point they're like out in the middle of the wilderness, like stuck in a car together in a thunderstorm. So like there's some pretty intense weather related scenes in that book that also like contribute to the tension between the female main character and the male main character, because like they go through periods of like avoiding each other, and then like the weather is like, yeah, you can avoid each other and get soaking wet, or you can like get in this car and not get struck by lightning.
I mean, that's always a really great way to flirt. Get in the car or get struck by lightning. I mean, that's a line that'll hook me in every time. Candy, for the van, or if you don't want to be struck by lightning.
You guys, this like book. Okay, I don't know if you get
She
throw me
was gonna like,
backwards. Yeah, I wasn't
yep,
sure what
it
that
is
was
a
gonna be.
baby van. Okay.
It's a white van, and it says free books and size and it inside, and then at the very top it says how to kidnap me.
Yeah.
I mean, again, not wrong. We remember, what was it, a couple years ago, Mike for my birthday offered to rent a white van and kidnap me.
That
He's
was really
such a
funny.
good guy.
One of our friends, he owns a construction business and like does stuff like that, and he has a black kidnapper van. So we always refer to it as the
Kidnapper
kidnapper
van.
van.
Okay, Lindsay and Jenny and Heather, what do you got for weather now?
Okay, so I wouldn't say these are like stellar, but if you're looking for like a steamy, not Kristen Lance has a Trapped by the Storm. It's like a three book series. And it's like this whole town is overrun and people like disappear, but it's like massive storms and it's kind of wacky, but it's very hot.
Okay.
Is there a lot of plot?
There's barely any plot.
It's all the sex.
It's
I wondered if
pretty
that's
much
where it
it.
was
So it's called
going.
Trapped by the Storm
Okay.
by
Nice. Kristen Lance.
Jenny,
I
what
mean,
do you have?
I
Maybe
like the
something with more
Trapped.
plot?
I
Less.
do not. I would really be really interested if somebody has a climate scientist, because I didn't
Right. I
even think
couldn't find
about
a
that.
climate scientist either. I looked. I did find for meteorologist, so I love Strictly Pleasure by Carrie Elks. She is a meteorologist, he's a billionaire.
Course it is.
It's her best friend is married to his brother, and in an auction, she auctions off 30 days of a personal weather report. So she calls you each day to give you the personal weather report, and he wins it in the auction. And it ends up being really swoony. We did a quick shot on it back when Carolina was on the podcast. She and I did a quick shot on it. It's just one of those books that it was fun, it was quirky, and but not overly weatherly.
Yeah.
One that kept coming up is Weather Girl by a Rachel
Okay.
Lynn Solomon.
I read it. It's more like women's fiction. It's definitely
Oh.
like in the vein of Emily Henry, Abby Jimenez. There's a romantic subplot. It's kind of a through line, but it's not overly romance. So yeah.
Got it. I didn't think
The
so,
I
but
have it. If you want it, I can send it to you if you are interested. I have it. I got it from a little free library. It's just meh to me.
like a paperback?
Yes, I have a paperback.
Lindsay, have you not been
Do you
paying
see
attention,
Heather's
Heather? Okay,
face?
but you know what? Like, how are you gonna?
Like,
You can
how
pay to
dare
read the
you?
book. You can pay to read the book, or you can read the paperback that
The
I'm reading.
audacity that she would
I
offer to
can't. I
send you a
want to.
paperback.
You
Do you know
guys,
she
I
is reading?
want
But wait, Lindsay's reading all her special editions.
I'm reading every book I own. This has been the plot for that storyline has been delayed a little bit.
Plot twist.
Yeah, but you know what? I did get rid of a lot of books because I was like, guess what? That to-do list is going to be reduced.
You got rid of that, but then you were celebrating bookshelves in the chat. What
And
are
now
you
you
going to
don't
put on
have
your
books to fill
bookshelf?
the
I am getting a
bookshelves.
bookshelf.
What are you going to put on your bookshelves if you give away all your books?
Books that I like.
Okay.
Okay.
Books that
That's
I want
fair.
to keep.
Like,
Books
can I
that
say
don't
that I
need.
got the
Yeah.
cover to cover Melanie Moreland in the mail yesterday? It's real pretty.
No,
Thank you.
oh,
Sweet.
my favorite kidnapper one.
No, it's the Men of the
Oh,
Falls.
speaking of Melanie
Oh.
Moreland,
Like
Into the
the it's like
Storm, is
red
that a
gold.
weather-related?
It is, yes. It's
I had a flag for her. She has weather books, and I had a flag on here
she
and I was like,
does.
Becky's surely gonna pick these.
I've never
She has
read
a
them.
couple.
I haven't
Yeah,
read
she has a
them.
couple, but they're like in the, aren't they in the M. Moreland, like her like short
Yes,
ones?
yes.
I don't know. Jenny is the Melanie Moreland like authority around here.
I just didn't put them on my list because I was certain somebody from this group
Well, she has a
would be
few.
Yeah, so
Oh,
like
in
I think
those?
it's the her like Instant Spark
Her Instant
series.
Sparks, yeah.
Okay.
Susan
Because
has a
I'm
couple
looking.
too. Susan Stoker, her the
She does.
hero
The
is in a
protector.
blizzard.
Oh, Janellen says there was a period in the aughts where lots of books happened in the Amazon or rainforest. Just always hot, sticky, and dirty. And that makes me think of the KGI series from Maya
Yes.
Banks. Those are so
Oh
good.
yeah, I feel like Anna Hackett has one that is like that.
Yeah. So
I mean, she has a couple where they like in her Treasure Hunter series and her Team 52, they like are on adventures and kind of get stuck in stuff.
I
Did
feel
you
like that's
read
this
And Now
one.
Back to You by B.K. Borson?
I have it. I did not end up reading
They're
it yet
rival
'cause
meteorologists forced to work together during a historic snowstorm. Big rom-com
Amanda
energy.
read it and she really liked it.
Okay, so speaking of B.K. Borson, because I know nothing about nothing, in this book, she refers to a sandwich from Wawa, which
Yeah, she's getting a
is
lot of heat for that.
As a sub and not a hoagie, but she's from the Maryland area, and down there they call them subs, not hoagies. But Wawa is a Philadelphia-based
Well, it's
chain,
expanding, but it started in Philly.
and so
And
they refer to them as hoagies. And she's been on the Today Show talking about because she's getting all these reviews and stuff because there is
people are
literally
mad.
one sentence where she says the heroine went into the Wawa to grab a sub.
In my household, we call them midnight cheesesteaks because I think we've only ever eaten them at midnight, and we always get cheesesteaks. And I like that they're 4 inches, or you can get a tiny one.
Is the mini.
I like people
We
actually
call them
call
hoagies.
sandwiches hoagies. Like,
Yeah, we
I don't
call them
know. I just,
hoagies.
I don't know. I didn't
What?
know that you called it a thing. I thought you just go into the Wawa and they have one type of sandwich and that you just order the flavor of it. So like if you want.
It's like ice cream. You
Yeah, like that's
just
how.
it's either
Yeah,
like vanilla
so.
chocolate or twist.
Yeah, so in my household we know them as midnight cheesesteak.
Yeah, that we call them hoagies, and like there's this one company that does like fundraisers, and they're like the cheapest hoagies ever, but they're like the best hoagies, and they're like huge, so you can feed like a whole family
It's
in
just a
with one
sandwich.
hoagie.
I've actually never used the word hoagie in my
It's
life.
because you live in Minnesota.
We call them sandwiches
Or subs. Do you call them
or
subs?
sub.
Yeah.
Well, what do you
Subs are
call a
usually a
pop?
long
We call it
bread.
pop.
Soda. We drink soda.
What
You have
pop?
midnight ho cheesesteaks. In our house, we have what we call box nachos. The one
Yeah.
pizza place has. You can buy a box of nachos, and they are not even, it's east of Chicago, Jenny, and they're not even like the best nachos
Good.
you ever had, but it's just like a pizza box
But they're
filled
like
with nachos.
drinking nachos.
They're the perfect late night thing.
Because once you're that far in, you don't care if the nacho is good. You just want to eat the nacho.
Yeah.
And have somebody else make it. Yeah.
Exactly. And the fact that it comes in a pizza box and it's like easy access, like
That's
who
actually
cares?
genius.
It really
It's
is.
delicious. Michael and I like to order them, and then the kids get mad. They're like, "You had box nachos?" We're like, "It's 11:30. You weren't around."
How dare you?
I know. The next time y'all are here, we'll have to order box nachos.
That would be
Yeah.
amazing.
So Stacy, she wrecked it in Discord, but Duty Devoted by Dominic Pierce, it's set in South Africa and they have to trek through the
South
rainforest.
America.
Oh, South America. Well, now I can't read.
And
During a
Susie
hurricane.
brings up the Bourbon Summer by Walker Rose, Runaway Bride, Caught in a Blizzard, Snowed In. Also, she has a Marie Johnston, King's Crown. They're snowed in.
They're snowed in that one.
Kelly Elliott, yep. The last book in her wedding series, they're snowed in.
And she has one that she did in that like novella series that she did with other people. They're snowed in as well. It's like the guy who is in like the Billet League, and I can't remember the name of it. I thought of it this afternoon. It's that novella.
Like, since we covered Marie and Walker, I also had Bourbon Harmony by Walker Rose. Like, she's stuck in a rain thunderstorm situation. Mm-hmm. Her car breaks down, and it reunites her with her ex.
My Best Friend's Dad by Katie Robert. She's stuck with her best friend's dad because of a thunderstorm, but then gifting me to, like, His Best Friend by Katie Robert. They're snowed in. Again, not and again, a ton of plot.
I was going to say, not delightful. A lot of plot, but
delightful. Serena Leave Bowen it
to
has
me
one.
To be offering the lack of plot.
Serena Bowen has one. It's coming in from the cold. It's that snowboarder, like, skiing series. Yeah. This is book one of it.
Samantha Christie has one. Unspoken Memories.
Loud Unspoken Memories.
Loud Unspoken Memories.
She's a heartbreaker. Oh my God.
She just breaks her heart.
I think I have read an Avalanche one before, but heck if I know the title.
Wildfire with the Mountain Men by Casey Crown. Rescue Mountain Men romance with wildfire danger, enemies to lovers set up. Very much alpha hero hauling you out of the fire line energy. So, I don't know. I feel like we need more weather romances. I feel like it creates...
And not just the snowed in, because I feel like snowed in is a popular one, because I think it's like an easy one to do. But like, we need more of the abstract.
Well, especially right now, because, you know, the Orange Menace, he cut all the funding to the National Weather. And so like, the weather is not accurate anymore. Like,
was it ever accurate?
It used to be way more accurate.
The amount of weather balloons that they can let go has been diminished, so then the data is not correct.
Don't make Jenny nerd out on us, Leah.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to, but I'm just saying, like, I constantly am like, if you want a job where you can be wrong 90% of it, or like 75%
I don't think
of
this
the
was
time.
The this was an issue 3 years ago. I don't even think this, well, or 7 years ago. I think that this is due to cuts in funding and lack of people believing in science. Because who watched Artemis 2? Touchdown?
I did not.
The amount of people I saw over on Thread saying it was fake.
Yeah.
They just dropped into the Titanic pool. Like, they never really went to the moon.
People. Stop drinking the Kool-Aid.
I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, there's so many dumb people in this world.
There's a lady running for county commissioner here, and I didn't recognize the name, so I went looking, and the first post that's like public on her personal Facebook is about her love of ivermectin, and I'm like, you are not for me. Cambria Herbert's Bear Paw Resort series had a blizzard in it.
Jenny,
I'm disappointed that you did not mention that one.
Was that the avalanche one?
I think so. Yes, that is the avalanche, because she gets stuck in the avalanche and like has to like go to this.
Stacy says we need some natural selection to kick in a little.
There's a lot of Stacy. I didn't like list out all the search and rescue books, but a lot of the search and rescue books have like severe weather types like that. Like,
and I think Catherine Cowles has a couple with severe weather, like maybe a wildfire, maybe a rainstorm.
Well, and Susan has one with a wildfire, and Susan has one with a hurricane. Aspen has the hurricane.
The hurricane like would be really a great like, you know, forced proximity, right? Like there's no power. So like, you know, like maybe they could like be neighbors or something. And then like, you know, he's an idiot and she's planned, and then they like have to play cards, and then, you know, when it gets dark, what else is there to do?
He has a generator. He doesn't. Yeah.
Well, and Kelly Jameson had one in that four author hockey series that she did where they were snowed. It was Kelly's, right? That they were snowed in together.
That's the one I was talking about.
Kelly Jameson.
Well, she has one in the Aces series too. Remember, it's like one of our favorite ones.
Oh, Becky. Big Stick Energy.
Yeah. How did we forget that?
How did we forget that? Sorry, Kelly Jameson.
That one's good.
I mean, honestly, if there's a trope, Kelly has written it.
Well, usually it involves weddings.
It's true. There is a lot of weddings.
She really she had does. A
snowed in wedding. Or runaway bride. Yeah. Wedding.
Yeah. Okie doke. So we didn't have a ton.
Oh, wait. No, I have one more.
Oh, Lindsay has a ton.
Well, I have a lot more, actually.
Lindsay, list them off. We'll just
Unpredictable by Jenna Hartley. I'm just going to spoil this for everyone right now. She was in a tsunami. And she lost her loved one that way.
I wasn't sure where she was going with that either.
Neither.
It's a huge, huge part of the plot. I mean, not really, but like it's spoiler. A huge part of what she's working. I told you, spoiler alert. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I think we all read it like 5 years ago. If we didn't, I'm really sorry. It's still good. That's such a minor plot point. It's not really related to her at all. But now you know she has trauma because of this event.
Anyway, what's the next one, Linz?
It's actually a really good book. I like it. It's a big age gap. A lot of Jenna Hartley's books are big age gaps, and this is she one does. That she did really, really well.
That one was really well. Wasn't that the one where she was the wedding planner too?
Yes.
Yeah. That one is that's one of my favorites. Yeah.
It is. It is really good. The Jacinda Wilder, the first Bad Brothers book. Drew is a runaway bride, and she comes into the bar during a rainstorm in her dress and has to stay there because she has nowhere to go. It's the off season. Like, what are that's a really great
season. I think there's another one in the bads where like the fog rolls in and they can't go anywhere.
Yeah, there's a lot of weather in that series, but that particular scene, I really just it spoils nothing. But yeah, there's a lot further in, and then one of them, there is a female main character who actually like comes to town by way of her boat, so like she's boated up into town, so like there's some weather in that one too. Happy Trail by Daisy Prescott. Olive is hiking the Appalachian Trail and she gets caught in a snowstorm with the park ranger because she's not experienced and doesn't know what's happening. I put like in paranormal, like there's a ton of weather related powers, like where it's just like really common. I didn't call out specific books, but like in paranormal, there's a lot of like weather related superpowers and things like that. Mm. So that's pretty common. In Piper Rain, it's not like exactly a weather event, but in The One I Stood Beside and Plain Daisy Ranch, like Sadie, she has a farm that's struggling, and like even though it's not a big part of the book, it happens off the page, like it like her farm is struggling because of a flood that came in and like heavily impacted her land. So it's not like a major plot point, but like
it's, you know, it's interesting seeing you say the flood. It's interesting that with all these cowboy romances that we aren't seeing ones that deal with drought, which is a real problem for a lot of ranchers in lots of areas. So it's shocking that nobody has written any of that into those rancher books.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's a harder plot point to resolve, though, too.
Yeah.
It is, but I mean, you know, like you could have a situation then of desperation or the need to, you know, marry or to do something, or there's a guy on TikTok,
because it's depressing being a rancher in a drought is what Bonnie says.
It's also really awful being in the hot heat in the summer. Like there's books set in Arizona, but like, do you notice they're never in the dead of summer?
No. Well, okay. So I didn't realize like how wild some of these water right type things are, like in Idaho, like you have a captain of your area and you have a very specific time and you're only allowed to flood your land for exactly 1 hour and 30 minutes and then you have to close your irrigation gate, and like people think you take too much water, they report you to the the water authority. Like
do you guys have water bans? So like we have like a sprinkler like ban. I don't want to, maybe it's a ban, but like
we haven't
odd even days.
We haven't had one in a long time. 1988 was the last time I remember them putting us on a no water. Like, you can't water like your yard. Usage. Yeah, water usage issues.
We're probably going to have one this summer.
Well, we're supposed to have an El Nino year. The wet year is supposed to be for us this year.
We could do a whole episode about water rights and things like that. I didn't know much about it when I came here, but it's actually, like, incredible and also horrifying all at the same time. Very and tragic. Then, like, it's also, like, there's a lot of, like, foreign policy that comes into play with, like, other... it's very complicated. There's
anyway, it's just not something there's actually you see
a mili- in this like there's episode, a military disagreement between California and Arizona in the 30s fighting over Colorado River. Like, it's very significant. And then, like, this summer, like, the Colorado River agreement has expired as of this year. Like, it's a big thing happening out west. Our politicians in New Mexico have like they talk about it like our water source is the Rio Grande, but we feed the Rio Grande from the Colorado River. Like, there's a the water is diverted.
Interesting.
So it's really complicated. It's
very, yeah.
Any other weather books? Last one that you must talk about.
No. Speaking of hot weather, I have Happy After All by Macy Yates. That was set in the desert like, she lives there year round, and she talks a lot about, like, how hot it was in Palm Springs. Palm Springs is, like, in the
middle. Well, and the town had a fire, remember, in that book?
Yeah.
That was such a good book.
And then another hot weather one is Something Wilder by Christina Loren. This is actually, like, my favorite of their books. It's, like, a treasure hunt in the desert, and, like, they're, like, going basically on, like, a backcountry camping trip through, like, Utah in the canyons in the desert. And, like, weather is a huge part of that book. Like, there's rain there. I think at one point there's, like, mention of a flash flood. I don't remember all the details, but that one, weather is a main character.
Okey-doke.
Anything
else?
Yeah, I've got my snowed in. So I've got Irresistible. I just name a couple of my three ones, my favorites. So Faked by Carla Sorensen. You knew
I was that's a good one.
Let that one be left off this list.
Fair.
And then Partner Track by Kat Wynn. I read this book forever ago. And they meet, the book takes place in South Carolina. But they meet on a business trip, like, they're two lawyers, they're rival lawyers, I think on the same case, and they wind up getting stuck in a snowstorm together, and it's, like, the one bed, one hotel room situation, very similar to King's Crown, and that book, like, it's really good. I recommend that one. And then Irresistible, my Melanie Harlow, Franny gets stuck in Mac's house during a snowstorm while watching his kids, and now I'm done.
And then that's I'm done. And that's by Lindsay.
You want more, let me know. There's actually one that I found that I'm going to read. So if anybody wants to buddy read this, I have to finish a buddy read with Merritt first. But because I left Merritt hanging. I'm a bad buddy reader. I went very rogue. But there is another book. It's called Whiteout. And it takes place in Antarctica.
Okay.
And one of my favorite movies is 8 Below, because he's, like, trying to get back to Antarctica to get his dogs, and I love that movie so much. Like, that is the real gem of Paul Walker greatness, not Fast and Furious. But yeah, I forgot what it was called. Where is it? I had it up on my computer so I could remember to tell you what the author was, and then I did something else. I closed the tab. That's what I did.
That's fine. Okay, so now it's that time for book of the week time. Heather, what's your book of the week?
My book is Goaltender Interference by Ari Behrens. I believe that's how you pronounce their last name. It is book four in the Penalty Box series. It's an MM Hockey series. Amanda actually sent the book to me. So good. I am like savoring it. It is about a goalie that is retired and it's a second chance. And it's like they're super angsty, you guys. So like angsty. And the author keeps teasing another book. And then they just posted like, oh, it's not coming out until 2027. I'm like, stop
Oh, that's
teasing
the
us.
worst.
And they like put out character art, but they're so good. They're so well written and I love them. The audio is on Spotify too, if
Excellent.
anyone's interested.
Jenny, what's your book of the week?
This wasn't the plan by Laura Ashley Gallagher. I am only like 35, 40% in, but she goes on a date with, and the guy takes her to hot yoga, and she like seizes up her back. And
Oh,
that's where
fun.
she meets the ER doctor who happens to be her upstairs neighbor and likes to run on the treadmill at like 2 a.m.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that sounds fascinating.
Lindsay, what's your book of the week?
Spoiler alert, we are talking about baseball again today.
Oh, more baseball. Here we go.
I read, so Amazon recommended this book to me. It came out on, I think, the 9th of April. It's called The Analyst and the All-Star by Mel Walker.
Oh.
I downloaded it and started reading it and didn't realize that it was closed door until we're like 90% in. It was like, are they like,
But was it
it's
still
okay.
good?
It's my book of the week.
So
This is
yeah.
true. I loved it. It was so good. I got to nerd out about baseball. The female main character is a baseball analyst and she works in one of the organizations as a, I guess like a statistician. Like basically, like she's trying to work herself up through the ranks and like she's frustrated because like her reports and things are being ignored. Like it's very much like a girl in a male workplace situation. And she's struggling with that. So she has like also a secret blog where she like posts her analysis publicly, like separately from the work she does for her organization, like just generic baseball work. And she like keeps tabs of like all the GMs who follow her and things like that. And she's like, I know my worth because of this blog where I'm anonymous and everyone thinks I'm a man, but then I go to work every day and like I'm ignored. But then he's an all-star. And yeah, it's
I've
I
never
wasn't
read Mel
disappointed, but
Walker,
I was
but
like,
he is
there
a big
was so
baseball fan.
it was so good. It's the best baseball romance I've read. I didn't even care that they didn't like it was so PG, like even
Sometimes those
Hallmark
accidental
would have.
closed doors are really good.
I mean, like it was so PG. Like it was PG. Like when I say PG, like there was some kissing, but there wasn't a lot of kissing. There was no nothing more than that. It was very much like Hallmark rules.
That's okay. Sometimes those are
It
good.
was so good though. I
Sometimes you need that
yeah.
though. Leah,
what's your book of the week?
So I went back into Amaya Banks' rabbit hole. I found her
Ooh.
Pregnancy and Passion series,
Oh.
which I think I had come across them before, but I just never dived into it. But they're in KU right now. And so it's all like accidental pregnancies, but billionaires, like they are dumbasses and like big giant douchebags and like make really dumb choices and they have to grovel and it's like
But
I
not a
don't
lot of
know.
plot.
I mean there's some plot, but I mean because they have to grovel and they have to figure out how to
They
win
do.
their ladies back because they're idiots. But I actually read two out of the four and but they're very good and they're not super long, so it's kind of what I needed at the
Yeah.
moment. So
So mine is Big Girl Blitz by
oh,
Danielle
it's so
Allen. This is
good.
the third book in the series. We read Curvy Girl Summer for A Sip and Discuss, and this one is emotional. I have shed some tears. I have the audio. It's of course the Queen, Wesley
Wesley
Chabon.
Chabon.
And it's so good. And I'm obsessed with these covers, but I think I figured it out because of the styling of them. They remind me of the old Clinch covers from the 80s because they're kind of like, it's like a painting with the way that the tones and the textures are portrayed on these covers, but it's a beefy one. But it's so worth it. I'm a big Danielle Allen fan.
Yeah, it's a lot of you're gonna ball like a big baby.
So hold on. Really I was good. Going to ask if anybody has read, hold please. If you are listening to the podcast and you have read Please Don't Go by E. Salvador, it's a baseball romance. It's a lot of pages. If you have read it, can you give me like yay or nay on that? I kind of want to read it, but it's a commitment. And it's 591 pages, Lindsay. I know you're looking it up.
I'm not actually. Oh. We've had a lot of baseball books that have been passed to me that I have started and been like.
Yeah, it's 591 pages. So anyone's ready, could you just give me your recommendation? Also, real quick, if you are an author listening to this podcast and you need beta reader, editor, marketing Bible, hooks, whatever that kind of stuff, check out our new website at bookcasemedia.com. Mike Breuer redid our website, and it's really super proud of it. So you guys, if you are an author and you need editorial help, marketing placement, whatever, go check out our new website. You can book right there. But it looks really good. I'm really proud of it. It does.
It's real pretty now. Not that it wasn't pretty before.
No,
but
it was pretty basic now. Before. It looks pretty grown up now.
It does. It's like we're a real business now.
Yeah. Okay. So I think that's everything. That's it for today's episode. If you have a weather romance that we did not talk about, feel free to put it in the Discord, send us a DM, send us an email. We want to know so that Lindsay can add it to her TBR and Jenny can read it and tell us whether or not the weather was accurate. So we'll be back here Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the YouTube. We are reading Spring Fever, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. By Mary Kay Andrews. And anyway, I just come back, read the book, come back and talk about it with us, because this reminded me why I'm such a big Mary Kay Andrews fan. Like, if you don't follow her on Threads, follow her on Threads, because she has Thump Trump Thursdays, where she like goes rogue and just says all the things she hates about him. But she's like this 70-year-old little grandma lady from the South that is adorable.
Yeah, she posts a lot on like the TikTok and stuff too. Yeah. So
we're reading.
Read her all she the time. Whatever and she it wants. Just
Fix Her Upper is Gosh, my number one her. Book of hers. I love that book. So anyway, come join us as we read Spring Fever and talk about it on Wednesday night, 9 p.m. right here on the YouTube. And then we'll be back next Sunday night, 9 p.m. on the YouTube. I'm not sure what we're discussing. I wrote it down, I think. But I don't know what the topic is. So we'll figure that out this week.
TBD.
So anyway, what is it?
I put it on my calendar, you guys. This is how good I am. We're doing our quarterly check-in about our reading.
Yeah, we're going to talk about what we've been reading, what we've liked so far this year in 2026.
I love how she's raised her hand like three times tonight.
I love that.
Can you tell I'm a teacher? You want to also know what we're doing on the 26th? Because I can tell you.
What are we doing on the 26th?
We're doing our trope draft picks.
Oh, yes, because that is the weekend of the NFL draft. And everybody on that episode will be drafting their favorite tropes against each other. Order will be picked at random. So tune in for that one. It's going to be fun. If you are not following us on Patreon, you do not have to join the Patreon, but I do give updates like to our schedule for episodes, if we're changing things or what our upcoming schedule is for episodes. So make sure you join us on Patreon. Make sure you join our newsletter. Those will keep you up to date on all the things. Thank you everyone for diving into the weather with me tonight.
Yeah.
Until
I think we like to talk about the weather, not so much maybe read about the weather.
Right. I think we just are more talkers than weather readers. Anyway, until next time.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.